Hey everybody, you're listening to the Up Level with Andrea podcast, and I am super excited that you're here. My name is Andrea, and I'm a business magnetism and manifestation coach for conscious entrepreneurs, and I am so excited about you hearing this episode today. This is a sneak peek of a new, very exclusive, very cool podcast series that I have coming out with one of my dearest friends. Her name is Nikki Vergakis, and she runs a business called Safely Rooted Coaching, and this is a podcast series all about disconnecting capitalism and finding more abundance and a deeper, more powerful, more ethical experience in your business from a place of that real deconstruction and disconnection. So I'm really, really excited about that. I know that a lot of us practice manifestation, practice some level of witchcraft, some level of energy work in our business. And I think that this conversation will really, really resonate with you, because in reality, if you're practicing things like that, that in and of itself is an anti-capitalist act in your business. So I'm really, really excited about this podcast episode. It's like a little sneak peek. And before we get started, I want to let you know really, really quick, I have a free workshop coming out called Fully Booked with the Full Moon. And you can sign up for that either in my Instagram bio or linked in the show notes here. It's on February 3rd, and it is perfect for somebody who's looking to find more ease either through their launch processes, who's looking to find more ease. Maybe you sell outside of a launch container and you're still just wanting to bring that lunar energy and that real space of flow. This is something I've been practicing in my business for ages. This is something that I teach all of my clients, and I realized I've never really talked about it outside of my one-on-one container. So I'm really excited to tell you that. Sign up at my Instagram bio or linked here. It's going to be so cool. It's called Fully Booked with the Full Moon, and I cannot wait for you to have it. Okay, here's the podcast episode. Bye-bye.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to our new podcast series. We are talking about deconstructing capitalism within our relationships with ourselves, within our relationships with our communities, and as business owners, which is really, really exciting. This is a conversation I never thought that I was going to be having. I just sort of always thought that I would just accept things as the way that they were. And through this podcast series, we will talk a little bit about why maybe that's a part of the reason that business feels so triggering for so many of us, like running a business, having a 9-to-5, providing for yourself in our society. Maybe there are ways to separate from capitalism in just even small, really accessible ways that would give us so much more freedom and so much more energy and so much more autonomy. I'm Andrea. Hi, and I am here with...
I am Nikki. Yes, I am so excited for this. So excited to be here. So we are going to kind of talk about how we got here, because so excited for this. So excited to be here. We kind of, as our relationship has progressed as coach and coachee and friends, like, we always talk about money, always talk about making money ethically and capitalism, and kind of like, you know, this is for if you are aware or have been aware of, like, all right, I'm an entrepreneur, I'm making my own capital, and also the world around me in a capitalist society acts a little interesting.
Yeah, the world around us isn't really built for us to thrive. And I think we've been feeling that for a long time.
Yeah, so we have a lot of things to say about it. So our vision for the series invite you, of the people who are interested, into this conversation about how to live in this system, but also separate yourself from the system in little ways to liberate yourself, to ethically create wealth for yourself and for future generations and for your community. And how to live in the system and to critique it and to side-eye it in a productive way. So this is your permission. If you are wondering, if you're having these thoughts, but you don't know if other entrepreneurs are also having this thought and these thoughts, and if you're struggling with that, here's a space of people who are giving you permission and thinking similarly. And we're going to talk about capitalism critically. We're going to talk about also how we can thrive in this environment.
So one thing that I really want to clarify off the top is we're both fully aware that you need to make money to operate in this society. And we're also both deeply of the belief that money itself is completely neutral. Just because the system of capitalism has really taken the experience and the energy of money and put it in this really weird monopoly, like twisted game of monopoly in our lives, it doesn't mean that money is bad. In fact, the more that I've separated capitalism from my business, the more money I've made, the more money my clients have made, because I've been like, oh my gosh, what if we try this that I tried in my business? It helped me make more money. And my clients are like, oh my gosh, I'm also making more money. This is incredible. My mental health has gotten so, so much better. I was able to leave a really toxic job and go full-time in my business, which is great. I'm in a place of like real foundational stability. And my belief system this whole time is like, oh, the way that you have stable mental health, the way that you have a business that thrives, the way that you have clients that thrives is you have to be the queen girl boss of capitalism. You just need to keep doing it. You just need to keep hiring that cheap labor. You just need to keep working and working and working and putting those hours in to get those dollars back. And it really burnt me out. If you are an oppressed people group, okay? If you're a person of color, if you're a woman, if you're a spiritual person, if you're neurodivergent, if you're mentally ill, if you're chronically ill, there are so many subgroups that capitalism is not here to serve. Okay, there are so many subgroups that capitalism is not here to serve, because capitalism was created during a time where there was really only one kind of successful person. And for the most part, that was European men. Right? So I'm really hoping that in an industry where so many women and people with uteruses are talking about how they've completely left the typical productivity narrative behind to do things like syncing their work to their cycle and that they use their intuition as the guiding force in their business, and that's how they make their big decisions in their life. I'm really, really hoping that this is a conversation that we will be really, really open and excited to have, because we are here to do things differently. This is work of dismantling. This is work of questioning. This is work of deconstruction. And I know that those things all sound really overwhelming, but you guys, I'm not an economist. I dropped out of university twice. Nikki didn't, because she's very smart. But like, if this work required a PhD to do it, I wouldn't be able to do it. I would not be here making this podcast series for you. In reality, we're going to be giving you lots of super actionable stuff. It's all coming out at once. You're going to get super actionable stuff, super actionable advice that you can take and implement now. And 99% of the tips and the strategies and the little how-tos that we give in this episode, not only will it like work numbers-wise in your business, I think a lot of people feel really, really discouraged and boxed in through the process of running a business and really have a lot of shame and fear around being really salesy and feeling like you're manipulating people into the sale and that they're burning themselves out and like, I can't afford to do the amount of work that everyone's telling me that I need to do. So now I need to find really, really cheap labor to hire. This is about rewriting the rules. Capitalism will teach you that there is one type of successful business, and it's just not true. It's just not true. And this is coming from two queer ladies, okay? I'm over here, neurodivergent, chronically ill, mentally ill. Okay, the illest, if you will.
First thing first, she's the illest.
First things first, I'm the illest. That's really important for you guys to know. Write that down. Write that down. But this is work that I'm able to do, because within capitalism, my business wouldn't exist. If I was following the rules of capitalism, my business would not exist. And I think that for a lot of us who are heart-centered people, there's a blueprint that we've been looking for. And I don't want it to our horn too loud, but I think this is it. I think that this is it. So I'm really, really excited. My babe, would you love to introduce yourself?
Yes, I'm so fired up right now. So yes, I am Nikki. My business is Safely Rooted Coaching. I am a life and business coach, clinical hypnotherapist, content creator, and dark feminine witch. In my work, no matter what it is, I do the work of inviting and helping people expand the container that they're in, whether that's something in their life, whether that's their business or relationships, something within their business to fit all of their true, authentic expression. And a lot of the work that we do is identity work and uncovering what their authenticity, what their authentic self is, and becoming comfortable with that. You know, instead of shrinking themselves. And because I really believe that when you are in your true expression, an authentic expression, you're going to attract what you really want. And when you're shrinking yourself, you're attracting, you are not living the life that you actually want to do. So permission to, like, for people to find what they really want to do and go after that. And in my coaching, I use the tools, like I said, clinical hypnotherapy, Reiki, astrology, human design, and I'm certified in EFT, so NLP, which includes things like EFT, emotional acupressure. So we have lots and lots of subconscious and somatic tools to heal and feel into your full expression.
I'm obsessed with you, Nikki. You're absolutely incredible. She's incredible. She's got a Patreon where she's creating really, really thoughtful, really, like, innovative and inspiring content for people, whether really you own a business or not. She's really just so open, so incredible about her journey. She works with clients one-on-one. She has really special programs and containers that she, like, group containers that she launches. We're obsessed. I got to know Nikki really well because I coached her through pretty much all of 2021. And Nikki is my obsession. She's one of maybe five people that I would murder for. So, and I have a Sagittarius moon. So, you know, I'm a murderer at my heart. I want to introduce myself real quick. Hello, my name is Andrea. I'm Canadian. So if you're hearing an accent, some people are just constantly clocking my Canadian accent. So if you're hearing an accent, you're like, did she just get back from the dentist? What is happening here? I'm Canadian. Just so you know, I am a business magnetism coach. I work with conscious business owners to build really easeful, magnetic businesses that are aligned to who they authentically are, because that is what magnetism is, right? So if you're ever wondering, well, what's the difference between manifestation and magnetism? Manifesting is going after maybe one thing at a time. Right? One thing at a time. Oh, I'm manifesting a new blender right now. I'm manifesting a new apartment right now. I'm manifesting my partner. When you are truly aligned and tapped into your authentic self, the manifestations are coming to you. Even the fact that they're a desire of yours means that you are already in the process of calling them in. Like, that's what it truly means. But that's scary work to do, especially as a business owner, especially because to be a business owner, there's a large visibility component to it. And a lot of us are taught from a very young age that it is unsafe to be our authentic selves. And I know that if you're a spiritual person, you were told that, like, You can't just go with your intuition. That's weird. I don't believe that you can see somebody who's already dead. I think that that's weird. I don't believe that you have angels that are helping you. That's weird. Stop it. A lot of people get programming like that, right? And it's like big yikes energy if I've ever heard it. So I help people to really soothe their nervous system and deconstruct these layers of fear, these layers of programming that are keeping them from being their full authentic selves, so that they can show up and not only share the darker aspects of their life, the areas of life where they might really be struggling, the areas of life where they might really be not feeling their best, sharing those in a really, really authentic way that still feels safe to you because you've been doing this healing work and you've been doing this self-acceptance work, but to also have the bravery of shining your light as to what your gifts on this planet are. It's really easy for a lot of people to be like, oh, I just share my dark side. Okay, I'll just be a hot mess on my Instagram stories. It's fine. Think about the vulnerability to bravely do the work that you're scared to do, but deep down you know is your gift in this world. Think about the bravery that that takes. And when you have finally done the unpacking work and the peeling away of these fears and these beliefs that other people projected onto you, and you're really allowing yourself to shine and be seen in your wholeness, that is magnetism. So I love helping my clients access this energy so that they can access real self-trust and self-worth in their business. So they're in a position where signing clients becomes very easy for them, because for most people who are making, like really at any stage of business, for most business owners, money is the most stressful piece, right? I love teaching magnetism because when you're truly magnetic in your business, you're not worried. You're not worried about making enough money. You're just not. Like, you know that if you're having a lower month, that A, your needs will still completely be met, but B, that that lower month is meant for you to be experiencing it. It's not because you're still living out the programming and the fear and all of this. And these lower seasons are often times of very intense transformations to go back to your normal of like real, real abundance. Like, think about how much easier your business would be if you could create clients on demand. Like, actually, like if you could be like, oh, when I called Nikki in as a client, I set the intention. I was like, you know what? I think I could take on another client. Nikki booked her call within 3 days, told me that she would need 2 months before she hired me, and then hired me a week and a half later. So I don't want to say that every single client experience is like that, but what I will say is that's pretty normal for me to experience, pretty normal for my clients to experience. And that's that magnetism energy. And capitalism teaches us that that's not possible. Capitalism teaches us that success only comes from logic. And that's just
hard work and sweat and tears.
Yeah, like capitalism teaches us that things don't come easily. And I know that for a lot of us spiritual people, intuitively, we know that that's not true, but we have that projected so hard onto us that we never allow ourselves to access how easy it can actually be. So I just love this. I love helping people disconnect those negative pattern loops, these like habits that we can get into of self-sabotage that really just keep us small and safe and hiding. And I'm like, okay, babe, here are the tools that we're going to use. I do a lot of EFT with my clients, a lot of hypnotherapy, a lot of journaling, a lot of just really powerful energy work and coaching sessions to help them peel away those layers and be both sides of their authentic self, the very powerful transformative dark and the incredibly illuminating magnetic light, right? That is the vibe. And these are the two people that are going to be talking to you about capitalism today.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, after to speak to the magnetism, a couple months into working with Andrea, I called in 5 clients in 5 weeks after, like, and that was also after setting the intention. Like, we set the powerful intention of, I'm ready for people who are ready to work with me. And now I, and like, you know, you may be hearing us be like, yeah, you kind of can assign clients on demand, like when you get to this certain point. And yeah, like when we, a lot of times when we think, when we really like, think we need, we think we need clients, it because of a lack of somewhere else, where we get frustrated because we aren't getting them, but clients isn't what we are needing right now. It's a focus on something else. It's healing. And also, capitalism wants us to think that everything has to take logic and hard work, and to stay in capitalism wants us to stay small because it profits on people struggling and staying small and only a certain amount of people getting wealthy. And so it gives us a myth of the ability to grow and a myth of choice, the illusion of choice, the illusion of like, oh yeah, you can do that. And then it's like, but it the way that capitalism as it is set up, you don't always, there actually isn't like in within that system the choice or the ability to rise up. Again, only if you're a European cis white man with a wife and two kids and it's the 50s and houses are $7,000. So that's why we're like, all right, we have to live within the system, and we're not going to go off grid, but we're not going to be a girl boss. So let's find that happy medium and get into the frequency of abundance and money, because capitalism is something that like blocks our connection to that frequency.
Yeah. The thing is, money did not come on this planet to be manipulated the way that capitalism does. At its core, money is just energy. Money is just energy. And just like how you can use and manipulate energy in really unsafe ways, I want you to think of it like that's sort of like what capitalism is, right? Like that's the vibe that capitalism is. Whereas in reality, money was always meant to be incredibly abundant and equally available to everybody in society, right? One thing I want to make clear to you guys, this is not a podcast where you're going to come on here and hear two people say like money isn't important. You need to stop worrying about money. You need to stop worrying about making money. That is not the vibe. I help my clients manifest financial freedom constantly. And for every single one of my clients, it's different. The one universal experience is pretty much every single one of my clients comes to me telling me that to them, financial freedom is $25,000 a month in revenue in their business. They're often solopreneurs. They're working for themselves. And they're like, this is going to be it. This is going to be all the freedom that I need. And then in this deconstruction work, we figure out what the actual number is. And I've been in situations where my business is making $5,000 a month and I'm manifesting financial freedom and I feel very free, very abundant. And I've had situations in my life where my business is making $10,000, $15,000 a month, and I still feel very abundant and very, very like my needs are cared for. Every season of your life will be different. I recorded a podcast episode about this on my own podcast, Uplevel with Andrea, like last week or something. And it's called How to Manifest Financial Freedom. And so this will not be a podcast that demonizes money. We're both very aware that we need money and we support you if you want to make a lot of it. We just think it would honestly be easier for you to do it by disconnecting yourself from capitalism in a few ways, because capitalism will tell you that that's the safest and the easiest way to make money is to follow all the rules of capitalism. And it's just not, especially not for small business owners, especially not for spiritual people, especially not for people who ethics and alignment are their number one. You will not find that capitalism is that golden ticket that it says that it is, my babe.
And more marginalized groups, yeah. It's not for them.
Also, I want you to know this is not about being a perfect person. There's not going to be any perfect way for you to deconstruct yourself from capitalism. The thing about being a capitalist, being an anti-capitalist the way that we are, I still love luxury things. I still love Lululemon yoga pants. I would still love to drive a Tesla one day. But because we've been in capitalism for so long, there really is no ethical consumption within capitalism. You are allowed to want the things that you want. And as you do this deconstruction work, you're going to figure out, okay, where are my values? What is this, what is my true desire? Think of how many things that you thought you really wanted, you bought it and it felt completely empty, versus things that you've really, really wanted and you bought it and you were like, oh, this is definitely something that my soul wanted, right? Capitalism will teach you that you want everything and that the most expensive thing is the best thing, and that it really, really teaches us a lot about our consuming habits. And the reality is, it's okay if some of the things that you want make you feel like a kind of a capitalist. It's okay. It really is. This isn't about being perfect. There's no ethical consumption under capitalism. We are not going to sit here and tell you that you are not doing a good enough job. We're just wanting you to ask questions and see, maybe is there a better way? Is there a better option? Is there a more ethical option? Sometimes there is, and sometimes there isn't. And that's just the reality we live in.
Yeah. And capitalism is like, when we as people who are questioning society and capitalism and figuring out our role in it and want to have our values lead our lives, when we like have infighting and we are shaming people for shopping at certain places and spending certain amounts, and you know, whether that's fast fashion or high fashion, as fashion as an example, or like we're giving into part of what makes capitalism toxic, which is like a binary black and white thinking. And really that's what society thrives on, because we've seen so many different examples of something that is not within a binary breaking our systems, like gender, for example, and people being like, no. So like, we're not here to do that. We're not here to be like, you shouldn't shop from Shein, because guess what? I do. Okay, come on. Or we're going to be like, you shouldn't get that Prada bag. Like, those are minute details. That's not what we're here. We're not here to, and when we're infighting, we are taking, it's just when we're infighting, we're taking away energy that could be spent to the greater cause, or also just like the, and like what the enemy in question, or like whatever, what capitalism doesn't want is for us to be safe and thriving and feeling good, having good nervous systems, feeling regulated. So by continuing to like try to be perfect and judging and shaming each other, that's dysregulating so many things. And where's something that I'll talk about later in the episode is like a big part of this is realizing we can't personal responsibility our way out of anything. We need to hold the systems and government and corporations accountable, and also just like thrive and be in joy and have examples of thriving outside of the system.
So in this section, before we wrap up this episode, I want to give you something tangible, you guys, so that you know a little bit about what we mean when we talk about anti-capitalist business practices. Okay. Like this is, and these are like super, and like, I also want these to not be things like, oh, I donate money to a charity. Cause like, that's great to do. But like, I don't want you to feel like, if that's a place that you're not at right now, you're not at a place where you don't have the extra money to donate to a charity. That's not a part of your business model. I don't want you to feel like, oh, only good people are doing this. And like the only motivation to go into anti-capitalism is selflessness, because the more I've separated capitalism from my business, the more money I've made. My motivations at the beginning and even largely now are still very selfish, because capitalism is not built for me. It's just like, if I play this game that way with those rules, I will not succeed. I have tried and I will not succeed. So some of the anti-capitalist business practices that I use is my sales process is very low pressure. It's very low pressure. Like today I had someone reach out, be like, Hey bestie, what's it look like to work with you? And I was like, oh, I'm so excited. Yeah. Like here's the investments. I'd love to like get on the phone and talk to you. And they were like, no, I'm not quite ready yet. Like, I'm sorry. I really don't want to disappoint you. I don't want to stress you out. And one thing that capitalism really taught me is that you have to get the sale right away, and that there's a scarcity of people who are going to buy with you. And if they don't say yes right away, they're never going to say yes. And that you've just got to push it. You just got to push it. You have to push them. You have to manipulate people into buying, which capitalism really, really manipulates people into buying. Like, ask yourself why you want that Dyson Airwrap so bad.
Okay. First of all, you're coming.
Gotcha.
Clock. It's because all the influencers.
I want their life. I want to be like them. Spoiler alert, influencers are a product of capitalism. That doesn't mean all influencers are bad. That doesn't mean if you want to be an influencer, you can't be one. Like, business coaches are also a product of capitalism, because business is a product of capitalism. So there's no escaping us. There's no escaping. But I have a very, very low pressure sales system, and it benefits me a lot, because I'm not short on clients, and the amount of stress it would bring my nervous system, because yes, of course I'm not like anti getting paid, right? Like, of course I really want to make money and want to get paid, but the tax on my nervous system, feeling like I'm manipulating somebody and feeling that push and pull of energy, was just so draining. Like, it would take me out. Like, launches would be the most exhausting thing in my business, because it was like, okay, I'm having this launch period that's going to be, say, 3 weeks, where I have my doors open for my program. And say I want 5 people to come into this program. Subconsciously, I'm like, I'm going to have to strong arm 5 people into this program. That was really my mindset. I had a lot of coaches who were not doing this deconstruction work with capitalism, who were really being like, you got to get those pain points. You got to figure it out. You got to tell them that you're the solution. You got to tell them that without you, they'll never be successful. Da, 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 da. And that's all rooted in capitalism. Capitalism really allows a scarcity mindset and environment to thrive, because capitalism is not it does not do capitalism any favors when everyone thinks that there is an abundance of opportunity and safety and love and resources around them. But that's the environment that I want my clients to experience when they work with me. And that's the environment that I choose to live in, right? So my sales process, very, very low pressure. It hasn't always been that way. I was taught to do it pretty much the opposite way by a lot of people. And I really did a lot of deconstruction work around that. Number two, the main way that I get clients, I am not hustling for clients. I am not DMing clients. I've just done a lot of peeling back work to allow my authentic self to exist, both the part of myself that's a mentally ill control freak who is doing her best and tells jokes sometimes that are so inappropriate that my papa says that I can't sit at the adult table at Thanksgiving anymore. I made that bed and I will lie in it, and the joke was good. I won't tell the joke now.
I stand by it.
DM me if you want the joke. DM me if you want the joke. It's a good one, but not going to tell it on here. But I have that, and I allow that part of myself to be seen. And I also allow the part of myself to be seen that is incredibly passionate about helping people, spiritual women, create abundance for themselves in their lives. Because I watched one of the best people that I know, my mom, struggle for years because she thought it was her only option as a single mom. And as a child, I knew that my work would be, oh, I want to help people make money so that they don't have to struggle the way my mom's struggling. I could see that she was struggling. And so by doing that work, I've allowed myself to exist in a place of magnetism where my clients are drawn to me because their authentic self wants growth too. Their authentic self is guiding their intuition too. They're drawn to me. And I'm not like DMing 20 randoms a day. You know, like that's not a part of my business model. So like, instead of doing high pressure sales, which capitalism teaches you, that's the way to do it. It's not it for me. Instead of hustling and trying to find clients in like the gutters, just looking everywhere, being desperate and searching for them all the time and pitching to absolutely everyone, I let them come to me. And that's a much more grounding, much more relaxing experience that allows me to be a full expression of myself. All things capitalism tells you is unsafe and does not work and will make you broke. I am not broke.
Kind of going off of the pressure, something that I have been bringing my clients through and that I've started implementing, because I do a lot of content work and I make a lot of content. I used to be a social media manager. I have a content course, and in the online business space, there's a lot of templates and documents of like, here's a launch sequence, here's a launch email sequence, and just bring your, and just like post with these prompts. And it's just basically trying to bring people through the old paradigm is like, okay, so after you establish know, like, and trust, make them problem aware, which essentially in the old paradigm is like, create a problem for your audience that they didn't know they have, which yeah. It's one of those things that you hear when you're like green and you're starting out, you're like, okay, sure. And then we reflect and we're like, that's manipulative. So problem aware into solution aware, presenting like, okay, there's this problem. So how about this? Like, meditation is a great way to help with XYZ. And then eventually tying that solution into your services and marketing it in a way of like, I'm the only coach for you. Like, I'm like, that's the expectation within content that like a lot of people teach is that like convincing your audience that you're the go-to, you're the only person, you're the expert on this. And all those words I've like completely divested from, like go-to, even expert. Cause like, yeah, you can know a lot about something, but so we kind of taking that away into like balancing cause I have 2 communications degrees and like, I understand, like we understand, like, yeah, it is helpful for your audience, for a buyer to like know, like, and trust you, and for them to show them an opportunity where if they are looking for this work, this is an opportunity that if you did this work, it could help your life in this way. An invitation. Yeah. Rather than I don't do pain point. I don't do or teach on pain point marketing. At least I try to, because it's so ingrained in us. I think the language can just pop out sometimes without us knowing. And like, so yeah, it teaches us that in the scarcity kind of way that someone's not going to buy from you if you only say like, this manifestation course is good, could bring you all of these good things. Like, we think we have to just be like, is your life crappy in all of these 10 bullet points? So, and also, because I've had launches where I have kind of, if it's like a bigger program, like done a sequence of that, like of the more like invitation and opportunity. Also, lately in selling lower ticket things, I've been selling Patreon, tarot readings. I haven't done really like that, like problem solution, quote unquote, like, but the different versions. I've just posted, like, kind of divested from, like, you have to be posting these five types of content every week. I've just been like, here's something that I think's interesting. And it's in trusting myself that if I have a thought that I want to share, because as a manifesting generator, I need to inform. Mm-hmm. And I'm always like, hey guys, here's a thought. Trusting that that thought is related to what I'm selling. And even if it's not, I can still just put a call to action at the end and be like, hey, did you know I have a Patreon? So, like, as a person who has followed, who has made countless content calendars and had a content course, loosening the reins of content, because a lot of marketing that we're taught is that consumers don't know what they want, or, and to a point, but, like, they don't know what they want, like, not we can't trust them to make a decision for themselves. We have to, through marketing, lead them up to this point. So kind of like the marketing version of what you said. Yeah. And then also a lot of in my business that I've been deconstructing is there's a lot I've felt pressure, and I've, like, people have asked questions that I know that they're kind of wondering, like, just like, certain milestones and timelines to follow. So you're supposed to work in your business alone until you get a profit, and then you hire a VA. But I know so many people who are in their jobs and not having quite a profit yet, but a virtual assistant saves them so much time during the week. So they're like, okay, oh, so you can hire a business coach before you profit, but not help. We are worthy of help no matter where we're at in our business. And, like, also embracing and being honest about the peaks and valleys that we've talked about, where, like, kind of deconstructing that, myth of somebody looking like they're successful all the time on social media, rather than, like, my audience has always been so appreciative, and it's helped me sign clients. People being like, I like how honest you are with where you're at right now, no matter where you're at. And that's my decision to share. There's some things I haven't shared, but so kind of like taking away the timelines, the hierarchy. I've worked with so many clients that make more money than me, or that were making more money than me at the time. All of those structures.
I think that it's really, really important to also acknowledge that those are all shifts that you were really scared to make.
Right. Yeah.
wasn't 2021 either one of your most or your most successful year in business so far, having made those changes?
Oh yeah. I've grown every year in business. And I think in 2021, there were like 4 months of the year that were like high income or revenue. Yeah. And then the rest were not. And I worked a lot less intentionally and unintentionally being like, I'm so burnt out, I can't work right now, and I'm so depressed. And still grew. Yeah.
You had a lot of healing to do, especially just from like past years of like the amount of conversations I remember having with you where you were just like experiencing so much shame and so much resistance to simply allowing yourself to rest, because capitalism tells you that if you're not burning yourself out, you're not working hard enough. If you're not burning yourself out, then how will you be making money? And the reality is, like, the amount of people that in my community that convert from conversations that I had months ago, years ago, like, you have no idea how much action it will take, or if the action that you were meant to take has actually already been done. But capitalism will tell you to keep grinding, to keep pushing, to keep going. And yeah, in 2021, I spent
I took most of the year off to like to work on and heal my mental health, and I made 15% more in 2021 than I did in 2020. And I worked 15 hours a week, had multiple full-on mentee-bees because that was my process of healing my mental health, went on antidepressants for the first time, tried medication, experienced mental stability for the first time. And going into that process, I felt so afraid because capitalism taught me that it is completely unsafe to take care of yourself, especially to take care of yourself over your business. And that, in fact, the only point of taking care of yourself is to be more productive in your business the next day, right? Like, guess why? Mm-hmm. Guess why so many people do self-care Sunday, right? Self-care Sunday so that you can get back to work on Monday, super rested and super productive, right? Like, a lot of people don't realize how intrinsic that is. And I'm really, really excited for this podcast episode, this podcast series to come out, because I just think it's important to ask questions saying like, oh, maybe this is why I thought this shitty feeling thing was a rule. Maybe this is why I always did it this way, even though it never felt right, but it feels unsafe to try a different way. And I don't know what that process could really look like. I think that it is time to wrap up this episode, but before we go, my babes, I want to let you know, in this podcast series, we're going to be talking about manifesting money. We're going to be talking about running an ethical business. We're going to talk about healing from burnout and why capitalism encourages us to burn out so much. We'll talk about disconnecting capitalism from goal setting and really finding goals and numbers that are authentic to you. We're going to talk about enjoying money in an abundant and ethical way within capitalism. We'll be talking about just great sales practices and how you can make more sales without the toxicity of capitalism. Because to a lot of us, that's what feels spammy and salesy and gross, right? We're going to be talking about all of that amazing stuff, and I'm really excited for you to hear it. So I'm Andrea.
I'm Nikki.
And we'll see you in the next episode.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. Thanks. Love you.
Love you.
So my babes, there it was. There was my podcast episode that I did as a part of the anti-capitalism business series that I'm doing with Nikki. The series does not have an official name yet. I wish it did so that I could bring that to you. But I will tell you to look for it coming out end of next week-ish. That would be so, so great and so, so exciting. I absolutely love that for you. And I'm so excited that I get to A, spend all this time with such a good friend of mine and a past client. I get to have this conversation with them, and I'm really, really excited to share it with you guys. Don't forget, I have my Fully Booked with the Full Moon workshop coming out on February the 3rd, I believe. So the link to sign up for that is in the show notes of this episode. It's also on my Instagram. And yeah, I'm just really excited that I get to record this with her. I'm really excited to share energy with you on the podcast as always. And I hope that you have an amazing rest of your day. Bye-bye.